KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have some light rain or sprinkles. It's 44 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers today, a high of 52. Radar shows some more moderate showers between Walnut and Marnie, and then to the north of Atlantic, and also off to our east-southeast, around between Atlantic and Wyota, and then down around the Cumberland-Messina areas and into the south-southwest of Griswold. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Officers with the Creston Police Department Tuesday afternoon arrested a man wanted on warrants for assault, sexual battery, and rape. 37-year-old Larry Jordan of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for domestic abuse assault by impeding airflow or blood flow causing bodily injury. Jordan was being held in the Union County Jail on those charges on a $5,000 bond and was also being held on a felony warrant out of Tennessee for one count of aggravated sexual battery and one count of rape. Jordan was being held without bond on those warrants while awaiting extradition to Tennessee. Late Tuesday night, Creston police arrested 24-year-old Kevin Lee Davis of Creston for driving while suspended, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance. Davis was being held in the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. The Cass County Conservation Board says it's once again time for the annual Trumpeter Swan Arrival Contest. Trumpeter swans have visited the Shulberg Quarry in Atlantic for at least 17 of the last 18 winters, and they want to know when you think the first Trumpeter Swan will arrive at the Shulberg Quarry. You can call in your prediction between now and November 11th to the Conservation Board at 712-769-2372 and leave a message and return phone number if no one happens to be in at the moment. Duplicate dates are not allowed. So, for example, if someone calls and predicts November 23rd, or 25th for that matter, no one else will be allowed to predict those dates. So you can call anytime until November 11th to make your prediction. One prediction per family, and the contest is only open to residents of Cass County. The sponsors of the contest will determine the official arrival date of the swans, and the winner will receive a Trumpeter Swan 8x10 print from the Cass County Conservation Board. Police in Harlan said yesterday an Irwin man was cited for following too close last Friday after his 1998 Chrysler struck the rear of a 2017 Hyundai. The accident happened in the 2300 block of 7th Street on October 7th. Officials say Vince Reinig of Mount Shasta, California, and Donald Robinson of Irwin were both traveling southbound on 7th and were slowing for stopped traffic in front of them. Robinson told police he looked down for just a second, and when he did so, his car hit the rear of Reinig's vehicle, causing minor damage to both vehicles. The damage was estimated at $3,500 altogether. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reported two recent arrests yesterday. On Tuesday morning, 20-year-old Abel Vasquez of Lenox was arrested on an Adams County warrant for a felony attempting to elude pursuing law enforcement. The charge stems from an incident that took place September the 9th. Vasquez was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $5,000 cash-only bond. And on or about October the 6th, Adams County deputies arrested 31-year-old Jose Huerta of Prescott on Adams County felony warrants for controlled substance violation and possession or use of a false drug tax stamp with regard to a marijuana growing operation that was discovered June the 6th at Huerta's residence. His bond was set at $5,000. Now, Vasquez was subsequently charged with conspiracy to manufacture on certain real property and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Bond of those offenses was set at $5,000. Urbandale police arrested a teenager and charged him with assault after a report that he was chasing two people while wearing a clown mask. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Police received the report around 12:30 p.m. of a man possibly armed with a machete chasing two people on the northwest side of the Des Moines suburb. Officers talked to witnesses who identified the man, and they found a metal baseball bat and a clown mask. They charged 18-year-old Jacob Steele of West Des Moines with two counts of assault with a weapon. He was taken to the Polk County Jail. Urbandale police did not report any injuries. I'm Dar Danielson.
News was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.